Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
You're off and running now.
Off and running.
Yes, you are.
Is that right? Yes, so.
I think I'm on, yeah. Hello, is this thing on?
Hello, everybody. We were just talking about it on the show. You can't even address us anymore. We're race car drivers now.
Oh, yes, another string to our bow.
Another string to our bow.
Must be the biggest bow known to man. Oh, with so many strings now.
Yesterday was, and if you don't mind me saying, because it's a podcast, fucking amazing. We went out to Mondello Park, and it was great. And it was gas, because I thought at the start of the day they were going to bring us out and they were going to put you and me in the passenger seat, yeah, and do a couple of laps, and we'd be there with our phones going, wow!
Yeah.
You can really feel how the experts do it. Wow, the seat of my pants here, you know, yeah, all that kind of carry on. And we went out, and straight away they were like, we'll take you up, get your helmets. And then your man starts going, like a safety briefing.
Ew.
But it starts going, right.
Now, to be fair, the shortest safety briefing,
in the
which was, to the best of my knowledge,
yeah,
my memory of it was,
so
now listen, don't brake when it says brake. And you're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Away you go.
And hold the steering wheel with both your hands and all. It was 5 minutes.
Enough.
And then I was there like, wait a minute, are we driving the cars? And he goes, of course, yeah, you're driving the cars.
Yeah.
And you could see Jim's trousers started trembling and all, and his knees started to give way. And he was like, oh, here, I was being happy now with the nail jant around the place.
I would have. You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't even fear for me safety. Of course, me, I was worried about, what if I break the car or crash it and all?
I don't have £2 million to replace a fucking car like this and all. You could see all the thoughts processing in his head, and it was just all, oh, man. But I honestly didn't think I'd enjoy it as much. I raced around that circuit for years on motorbikes. So you always think, I always thought, yeah, with age you get a cage, but real fun is only on two wheels. You know, what? A car is basically just a huge portable stereo. You know the shit attitude.
Because, you see, whoa. I was surprised. I was actually surprised by how much you got out of it. Because I thought that, you know, I would have thought the bikes would have been much scarier. Right, because the lack of protection and the you know, the closeness to the ground for a start.
Yeah, but you're actually touching it with your knees.
That's what I'm saying. But you actually got a lot out of it.
Loads out. Oh, it's great. Because you brake so much later in the cars. And the cars are like, they're screaming at you, aren't they?
Yeah.
You start, you go around like
that.
There's
not very often, right? There's not very often in your normal life, unless you do something like a track day like that or an experience like that. How often do you get to actually floor something?
Yeah.
Like that expression of getting the pedal literally nearly through the floor. You're giving it everything it's got.
If someone gives you a Renault Clio and they say floor it going through the roundabout, you're like, this could be spicy. You know, you do. You go, oh, I hope this thing doesn't take off. It's never going to take off.
Yeah.
So when someone's in a Ferrari going, now,
yeah,
you feel like you're in a fighter jet.
Yeah, I know. I felt like, keep shouting at you, power.
I felt like a fat Tom Cruise. I was like, honestly, this is brilliant. Like, I was looking for enemy fighter jets in the corners.
Yeah.
And, you know, brilliant. And the best thing is, if you're shite, yeah, and you can't change the gears, in the R8s, the Audi R8s, they just do it for you.
Yeah.
The Porsches just do it for you. It's like the car goes, just you. Listen, you just think I'm a bumper car. You have fun.
Well, you see, I opted for that anyway. I know you opted for, you were using the flappy paddles on the Ferrari.
On the Ferrari,
whereas
yeah,
I just, your man said, gave me the option, and I just went, are you fucking joking? Let the car do as much of this work as possible. Imagine trusting me to decide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Jim would be flying up through the gears like he's in, you know, he'd be going through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm much prepared to let the car do the heavy lifting, but, and listen, I'll just do my best to keep it on the track.
I'll do my best, yeah. And I'm like, and it's so fast. Your man was even saying, listen, I was farting through the gears. He goes, just fourth and third, that's all you need. Trust me, this thing will go like a shite out of an arse. We didn't use those words. But from third, as from a standstill, you know.
Yeah.
And then fourth is just, you know, you're never going to get past it because it's just so fast, you know. And it was, oh my.
Because that did feel like the Ferrari one was the one. The Porsche loved it, felt fast and...
But that was the most fun.
Nippy or something.
The Porsche
or
was the most fun because it felt somehow controllable. Whereas the Ferrari's like trying to rip your bleeding legs off.
It did feel like it was kind of... like, you don't feel so much like you're driving as much as hanging on to it.
Yeah. Good point.
You're kind of holding it in the hope it won't get away from you.
You're kind of waiting for the ejector seat to go off all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it was great. We got lucky because we had to go there early. So it meant we had the track to ourselves.
Yeah, we were blessed.
Because then a whole load of people came and it's, you know, it's terrible and you're very judgmental and all, right? And you shouldn't think it. You shouldn't. You know what you shouldn't. You see other people coming, right? They go, okay, the track's going to be busier.
Yeah.
And then you sort of go, right, there's another one there. She's going to be holding everyone up. And there's another. Yeah, man, there. It doesn't look like... You know, don't think he drove himself here. Let's just put it that way. And all. You start being a shite. I do, anyway. And, you know, whereas we had the whole place to ourselves.
I know. That was a real stroke.
Wasn't it?
Of luck, that
it
was.
It really
was.
Even the other lads weren't ready, you know. And then we come down to make a video. And the fella we're with, the producer, Jake, he goes, can we turn off the engine here so we can make a video? I was like, no, that's just warming for Larry. You know, in fairness,
all
I just...
weird things like, you know, never putting the handbrake on and everything, even when it's parked and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, of course I did it every time. And he just had to undo
all of that.
It.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, but I'll tell you something. What a day we had. What a day we had. Even if DJ Gallagher did get the biggest laugh, at my expense. I don't care.
I did,
right? I don't care.
The best laugh ever.
He deserved to have the laugh.
Sitting into a Ferrari. Sitting into a Ferrari, door open, looking around, hands on the wheel, wow. Look at this.
Yeah. Starter up there.
The Jim thinking he was basically Tom Sellers. No,
Tom
Selleck.
Sellers.
Magnum P.I.
Tom Sellers.
Tom Sellers.
Tom Selleck means Henry Sellers from Father Ted. I could have fucking driven this everywhere I wanted.
So there's Tom Sellers, private detective. Jim McCabe. And he gets in, looking all cool in the Ferrari, and then he hits the start button and it goes rawr, and he went mother the fucking jizz.
It was the loudest thing by a million miles.
It scared the shite out of him, like a fighter jet.
It did. It was like a, I mean, the roar out of it when
it
started.
It is very,
and
very
I'll tell good. You what was at play. For some reason, right, whatever had happened, your man had to do some sort of little reset thing or whatever. So because we tried to start it a couple of times and he was like,
I don't know what's going on.
And he had to kind of do some sort of a reset thing or whatever.
I thought you were going, where's the water for the windscreen and all of that.
And so I was kind of, I'd kind of forgotten about it. And then I was talking to you out, you know, standing outside us while I was sitting in it. And then he kind of, then it was like, yo, try it now. Boom. What the fucking hell is that?
I will say though, right? And I know, like, you know, the environment's very important and everything, the world and everything, right?
Yeah.
But, right? I mean, there is never going to be. And I don't care. I know there's going to be evangelists out there now that'll go, I don't think you've heard, you felt the thrust of a Nissan Leaf on an empty laneway, whatever. But there is never going to be, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, Grant, maybe we should be driving them. I don't fucking know. But there will never be an electric vehicle that sets your soul on fire like
that.
You turn on a Ferrari.
Even if you could get that speed down the straight out,
it wouldn't be the same.
The battery would have run out at the end of the straight.
Yeah, and the weight of it going into the corners. You know, and like the roar, that beautiful roar, dinosaur bones being obliterated into the atmosphere, petroleum explosions, suck, push, bang, blow, roar!
Yeah.
An electric car. Yeah. Fuck me, the speed of that. Who cares? Like, it's not the same. It'll never be the same.
It's guttural.
It is guttural. There's something about it. There's just something really... Oh, God. It's almost a spiritual thing, you know?
Yeah.
Driving... God, it's great crack.
The weird thing is, like, I wouldn't be, by anybody's kind of stretch of the imagination, any sort of adrenaline junkie. I mean, there's certain things. I do enjoy the odd thrills here and there on certain stuff or whatever. But I wouldn't be going... I wouldn't be mad extreme or whatever.
No, you know?
You still can't help yourself. You can't help but enjoy that.
Yeah,
because it's outside of your norm.
It's outside of the norm. Yeah, yeah. It so is, and especially when you're like, you know, us. You know, we're both. I'm practically in my 50s. Jim is near 100 and whatever. And we're at that age. You walk around like we're at the age. You walk into Aldi, and if somebody goes, "There's a new cheese," we go, "Woo!"
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know. You're getting
spicy jalapeno cheese. Well, I think I will.
Get a bit excited because somebody gave you a Netflix recommendation.
You
know, you're like, oh, fucking brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. I can't wait.
You know what I mean? It's like somebody told you were going on holiday. Because there's something else you can watch.
You're like, oh, dirty. Oh, I'm going to watch that on my own. Oh, this is going to be brilliant. I'm not even going to tell her I'm watching it. Like, as if it's a Bluey, but it's just a detective show. Yeah, or yeah. You know,
let's face it, we get that excited about when one of the fast food chains has something kind of special on. You
yes.
know, see McDonald's are doing the Texas barbecue yeah. beef.
What you mean?
Triple stacker.
What you mean? Show us it. Do you have a picture of it?
I know. That's
oh like my the, god! Look at the cheese on
when
it.
That becomes one of the highlights in your otherwise
this is our adrenaline.
Mundane existence.
This is adrenaline for us. You know,
correct.
Adrenaline. Yeah. Oh fuck! I'm supposed to be. Oh, do you know something? And yeah, we'll be doing. Do you know what? I'm supposed to be eating healthy, but fucking, I'm having one of them on the way home.
That's exactly.
And
it.
That's the that's crack exactly we're it. Having in cars. I mean, eating burgers on our own, listening to podcasts.
I was just going to say, literally, I mean, I remember coming into PJ one day and sharing the story of how I'd had a sandwich on my own in a car park and thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, but the thing is, you said it, and I went, "Oh, that sounds fucking brilliant. I'm gonna do that today or something." You know, yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
When getting a bit of alone time.
That's
and a bit
the
of
car. Yeah. You know, yeah. Eating a donut on a petrol station. Ooh, look at me. I am Tom Sellers. Whereas, you know, so when you get to do something like that. Like,
proper
like
out
that,
the ordinary.
And then us two pair. Well, me, I can't blame Jim on this one. I love joining, adding him into my ridiculousness. But then I'm at home, you know, two twin kids and all, just move house, you know. And I'm at home.
You went from twin turbo
yeah,
to...
Oh, yeah, I'm on done deal, right? Looking at Porsches to see the prices of them. There's more chance of me growing a third Mickey out of the back of me head than there is of being able to
a
buy a Porsche.
Mickey. Yeah, a third one.
Well, everyone has two. It's like, don't you? Do you not have a third? No. What's over your knee?
A third one?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus
There's more chance of me doing that than getting that than ever,
yeah.
ever owning a Porsche.
Yeah.
But I still was, I was so buzzed up. I wanted the fantasy. I wanted to look at the thing and say, oh yeah, if I got rid of my, imagine me getting rid of the family car, putting
I literally thought
the
you
10
were
grand
saying.
You need for Windows next year or whatever and then coming back with a two-seater. So sure, I'll just drop them to this creche one at a time.
I literally thought you were going to say, imagine me just getting rid of the kids, right? And getting a car.
That too. That as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of the twins there and I got this instead. It's far better. It's much more economical than everything it is. It is. But come here,
I
you
got
know
a
what?
Porsche belt buckle.
And have you done things like the, you know, have you jumped out of planes? Or
I have.
You,
I've done all that.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times, yeah.
And it's kind
and
of...
bungees and all that
and
sort of
was
stuff.
And is it very different?
Yeah, it is.
Because I've,
the
done,
car
the,
is
I've
better.
Done the jump out of plane thing.
I'm telling you, the car is better.
Yeah.
Because you've no control. You've got some fucking fella tied to your back and you're jumping out of a plane. And he's really in control.
Would you do one, would, and, you do a, but, would you do a solo one? Because I've heard stories that you can get a bit of training and then you can do the one where it's literally
oh,
just you
it.
Parachuting.
Oh, no, I don't think
without
so.
Without somebody. Because you see, the thing
no,
about...
No, don't trust myself.
When
no.
somebody's strapped to your back, you do kind of tend to think, but sure, look, I've really nothing to do with
I'm
this.
Nothing to do. I'm just falling.
I'm going to hang here.
But that's
and
like,
your man will do all
I'm
the work.
I'm just falling. Like, he'll give me a fake thing to pull. And when I pull it, he'll pull the real one. You know, bungee
yeah.
jumping, the man has...
For some reason,
he has
I'd
the
rather
rope.
Jump out of a plane than bungee jump. I don't know what it is. I have a weird thing in my head that I'd rather just...
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is either,
yeah.
yeah. It's definitely further to die. It's a longer time falling out of the sky to be dead, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
With all things going wrong, you know. I mean, yeah, jeez, oh, yeah. I choose the rope myself now.
And the,
get it over and done with.
I mean, well, you're a petrol head anyway, so the car thing was always going to be better for you, I suppose.
It is a better buzz because you're actually doing something. You're
yeah.
in control. There is still potential that can go wrong and
oh, fucking right
cost somebody far. You still get to like you're not
like when your man was with me jammed on the brakes.
Yeah, like you can't. Yeah, you can't jump out of a plane, do parachute, and come back and how'd it go? Well, the plane crashed. It's over
oh
there.
God.
But you might put a Ferrari into a gravel pit. You know, there
yeah.
is that potential.
Yeah.
You do feel like you're somehow responsible, and that makes the buzz better. I think it does anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%.
And petrol and dinosaur bones and fuel and all, and feeling like you're Tom Sellers. You don't get that from a parachute.
Tom Sellers, man. I tell you something. I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, and you get to just turn up and do it. You know, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You go to Mandela Park, you put on a helmet, a lad says, steering wheel here, this here, let's go, right?
Yeah.
You go to a parachute, it's a half a day of rolling around on the bleeding canvas and putting on a jumpsuit. You know this fucking shit. And then and then your fella going, and put your hands out like this. Can everybody put their hands out like this? And you're in a class
yeah.
or whatever. And then it's like, all roll, all, can everybody do a forward roll? You're like, oh my Jesus, this is not worth it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to do a course. I want to have the crack.
Yeah.
But you get into a car, and you just go. And that's, you can't beat that. I don't think.
No, to be fair, I have to say, I was, as you say, I went through the whole roller coaster thing yesterday. It was kind of like, I'm sure they won't let us drive. They'd never trust us with that level of car.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, no, you are driving. And I went through the, oh, sweet lamage. You know what I mean? Again, nothing to do with kind of like, I might end up dead or anything. Far from it. No, it was like, I hope I don't end up in trouble for, you know, dinting their car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm going to reverse this.
But then when you do it, it's just...
Oh, the ultimate.
Takes a while to come down off the bus. Yeah.
See, and we're still here. Look at us. It's nearly 53 hours later and we're still... Well, no, that's... How long is a day? 24. Nearly 24 hours later.
53 hours? What the fuck is this? Tom Sellers and 53 hours later.
My days feel very long since the kids came.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
If you do get out and about today, be careful now. You're not putting yourself in a place where you may be judged, you know.
Judged?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of judgmental people out there. More judgmental than I thought. I've just been looking at a social media account by a fella called Nicky Haslam. And he does a famous tea towel every year, right?
A famous tea towel.
A famous tea towel. Now, I know you're thinking, what could be famous about a tea towel?
Are you going to be judging him now? Or is he...
No, but I'm going to tell you what he does.
Because I have to say now, when you were talking about being judged, I do... You know, I stand here every day constantly being judged and ridiculed by you over there.
Is that
right? All sorts.
I've literally just been named as the hungriest black hole in the universe.
Not by me, though. By science.
You, 40 times the, what was it?
The theoretical limit. Yeah.
And mind you, I have literally just finished this tea cake. Yeah. So what are you going to do about it?
You get a free tiny little tea cake with your coffee.
Anyway.
And he eats mine.
I do eat it, yeah. With permission. Or at least I think it is. We'll talk about it again.
We'll talk about it again.
Again, another time. But this guy, Nicky Haslam, he makes a famous tea towel. And the theme of the tea towel is things that are common. And he decides what's common and sort of, you know, something that's only a... Sort of, you know, somebody resembling more beast than a human would do.
Oh, really? Common as in like sort of lower class or something?
Yes.
As opposed to just
common
commonplace?
Common as muck, yeah.
Oh, really?
So the new things he's put on, things that are very common for this year. Well, he says people who get married abroad. Oh, for God's sake. What's he going to do?
What? Was it Elvis?
Yeah. Make your vows and Torremolinos. God, just because you think you need sunshine to enjoy yourself. Absolutely.
That's considered common.
A common stasia. The absolute stasia.
That's all these people who go off and get married in the Vatican and everything. And
oh my God, the Vatican. Jakers, what? Oh, yeah. I suppose you have brought your rosary beads and lit a candle, did you? Stasia. Yeah. And then he says, people who have fire pits in the back garden. Are you, what is it, 2015? Come on to yourself.
I'd love that. I'd love to have a fire pit.
But then, yeah, but there you go, Jim. You know, you're living up the hills in your dungarees. Common as muck, Jim. People who drink almond milk are on there now.
Oh, well, at least I never fell into that trap.
Once the theoretical drink of the hoi polloi around Dalkey and County Dublin and Dublin Four, almond milk and
there
all that.
There wasn't a hemp-wearing sort who didn't have some sort of nut milk in their coffees.
Yeah, but now they wouldn't touch it. Now
oh, really?
It's filtered down through the masses now, you know. The only people drinking almond milk now are people who wish they lived in these fancy areas.
Commoners.
Yeah, commoners. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and people who do gender reveal parties. It's like, are you serious? What are we living in? Whistling Alabama or something like that. Come on to yourself with your gender.
Because the gender reveal thing, that did hit its peak.
There is something about that that's a bit naff. But is it common? It's a bit rough to say common, isn't it? Naff, grand, it's naff. But loads of things are naff.
Right.
And they're still fun, I think, anyway, you know. He also has weird ones. Anyone that went to a school called St. Paul's. I went to a school called St. Paul's.
He could have literally gone with that and that would have just proved QED after that.
What's that?
Literally. Hit, I mean, there it is. That's the one that's a slam dunk right there then.
You get out of it, you.
He finally spotted you.
There's weird ones. Have you ever used the phrase, in today's money? That sort of shows you up as being out of touch and a bit sort of lower
but common.
Class.
Whatever about being old.
Common, yeah.
Being common.
Yeah. If you've ever put your kid in a leather jacket, he says, that's common as muck. Says, if you put your kid in leather, Common as muck.
Well, that, I mean...
There is some... Do you know something?
There's a little part of me kind of thinks, yeah, he's sort of
I've disagreed
there.
With everything. I'm like, who does he think he is? And then I'm all of a sudden, I'm thinking of a kid in a leather jacket going into school. I don't know why I think, yeah, this, you probably shouldn't do. I don't know why.
There are some really unusual ones. Like, there's one there, if you listen to Bach.
Yeah.
You know, the classical composer, Bach.
Yeah.
Sure, that's considered common.
How is classical music considered common?
I mean, I'd understand it if it was, you know, like Flight of the Bumblebee or something.
Is that
you know?
Bach?
No, I don't know.
I don't know who it is.
But that's what I'm saying. You know the way this, yeah. Most people know.
I love classical music.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, yeah. Or bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum. That's not classical music. That's just soundtracks.
Yeah,
there's
I don't know why Bach in particular is considered lower class or common.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a thing in days where people say if you have a tattoo on your face and all. You know, with things like that. Which, fair play, if that's what you do. But then he says, anyone who eats an unpeeled tomato is common. An unpeeled tomato? What is wrong with you?
An unpeeled? How hard is it to peel it?
I'll be honest with you. I am today years old that I realised you can peel a tomato.
I know, I was just about to say. You know? By the way, what does that one mean there? Do you have succulents in your garden?
Does it say succulents?
What is that? Or am I just misreading that? Dude, there, number 26. No, is it 26? No, the one below it, 27.
I see it there, yeah.
Do you have succulents?
I'll tell you what's definitely common. When you have succulents in your garden and you can't even identify them.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Those of you who are familiar with them, PJ and Jim, over the years in its various guises,
yeah.
The show, will probably be aware of the fact that on the odd occasion we've toyed with the idea of trying to get a world record or something.
For many times. We've had a couple of attempts, actually, over the years. Yeah.
Badly. They failed dismally.
Yeah, now in fairness, I feel bad.
Mentally. You shouldn't feel bad. Because we have made attempts to get into the Guinness Book of World Records or whatever on occasion. And there was actually no need.
What do you mean?
Because we already had the equivalent, if you like, of a world record holder.
How do you mean?
In our midst with you. Because
what
science
have we done now?
Science has finally... Check this out now. And we only stumbled across it. Check this out. Science, right? A combination of the likes of the people at NASA... And then the James Webb Space Telescope, right, have actually discovered, they've spotted what they've called the hungriest black hole in the entire universe. Which has been, I mean, you're going to blow this out of the water,
you're
man.
You're a disgrace.
Nobody, listen, it's literally describing you. The low mass, super massive, black hole... appears to be eating stuff at over 40 times the theoretical limit. It's literally you, man. We are going to win this. We are going to blow this out of the water. It is absolutely you. They reckon that the black hole's feast could explain how super massive black holes grew up in the first place. It's absolutely correct.
No
they're
way.
Now, they're at the moment, they're calling it the LID 568, but it will become the PJ Gallagher. There's absolutely no question. This thing is just...
It just hoovers
up everything. It sucks. It's an insatiable appetite. Consuming things at 40 times the theoretical limit. The hungriest... I tell you, it's literally... It's in the description. The hungriest black hole in the entire universe. And he was sitting right here.
All the time.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Of course, coming to the end, it appears... of counting in the American elections. It's already Donald Trump, you probably heard in the news there, he's declared himself the winner. PJ was just updating me on the stats moment ago.
It looks like he's going to do it.
Three away from the...
Just three away, three more seats in the Electoral College away, yeah.
But so obviously it looks like it's a done deal at this stage, but we found some, obviously in the build-up to it, there was all sorts of stats, the kind of the issues, what they would be, and the kind of people that would vote one way or the other. And then there was this unusual take, it has to be said, that we found.
Looking at the YouGov thing here, and it's, I mean... You'd wonder what type of person, you know, they ask, votes for Kamala Harris, and what type of person votes for Donald Trump.
Mm.
Well, they really went into detail here.
Yeah, now this isn't kind of, you know, you think, oh, economy or women's rights or whatever. Now, this is a bit more specific than that.
Yeah, yeah. So, for instance, if you wake up after 8 o'clock in the morning, would be one of them.
What way do you go on that?
Well, that's very much a Kamala Harris type of a thing, apparently.
If you're up after 8 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. And if you went to see a couple of movies, genuinely, in the cinema, in the last few years, very much a Democrat kind of Kamala Harris behaviour.
Cinema goers?
Yeah, yeah.
Are Democrats?
Yeah, yeah, cinema goers. But if you hardly ever go to the cinema at all.
So that's you and I. We never go to the cinema.
You'd be more likely to vote for Trump.
Yeah. No way. Well, that's not true. I'm debunking that.
Well, actually, loads of these are very Jim.
Shut up. I am the most absolutely not Trump.
I'm just saying you share a lot of characteristics. If you wake up before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right, what's that making?
That's very Trump.
Here, have you got that upside down?
Honestly, this is what it says. If you have it starts to fade off a little bit. Have you got a positive opinion about King Charles? Then you made, that's a pro-Trump. I've never heard Jim say anything particular other than, God, I'd love a sausage after you've seen his hands.
By the way, just point out, you get up before six.
I do, yeah, yeah, I do, yeah.
Only just, mind you, but like, so you'd be Trump. And you have claimed to see a UFO, the ball of light that went into your mate's head.
That's not the only time.
Well, there you go. So you are, you'd be much more Trumpian now than me.
Well, according to this, I never go to the cinema. If you want to eliminate daylight savings time, people who
that
want
makes
to
you
do
Trumpian.
That makes you more likely to vote for Trump, yeah.
Oh my God.
If you have ancestors from Ireland, it says, you're more likely to vote Trump. Isn't that a gas one? I will say I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
As does Jim. I'm pretty sure he does as well.
And mind you, the other thing is I know we've a few Scottish people who listen to us.
Yeah.
You know, expats and whatnot.
Yeah, and if you...
And they're apparently pro-Trump.
Pro-Trump as well, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? But if you know, here's the other ones though. If you've ever spread gossip, you know, if you ever said, your man over there and all that, that's more Democrat. That's more sort of, you would be more likely to vote for Harris.
Are you sure you have these the right way around?
Get this one. If you've worn a Halloween costume over the last 5 years, definitely you would have voted Democrat. If you've worn a Halloween costume,
I hate dressing up for Halloween.
If you always wear a seatbelt in the back of a taxi, definitely a Democrat voter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's about the one thing I can cling on to.
When do you ever in a taxi?
Well, that's true as well.
Taxis up your way are just the carriage off your man's spare horse walking around.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Over the years, if you've been a regular listener to PJ and Jim, you'll know that PJ has often spoken at length about his ears, right? There's been different things you've said about your ears over the years.
Well, yeah.
Ears over the years.
I've had the aesthetic problem with them where one is slightly higher than the other, which makes wearing glasses difficult.
Trying to balance your glasses, yeah.
And also having photographers saying, could you just turn your head a little bit more, because the photograph always looks crooked because my ears are off centre.
Wow.
So they always try and do it sort of semi-profile.
Did you ever have that actually analysed?
Yes.
And you've got off centre ears now.
I had a photographer show me on the screen, go, see the way your ears are, because if you turn sideways, it makes the photograph look straighter.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I have had that. My numerous photographers. Yeah.
That's merely aesthetic, right?
That's the aesthetic.
What I was talking about was the fact that you do famously have ongoing sounds separately in both ears, don't you?
I do. I have on my left ear this sort of wave crashing situation where if I'm in silence, I just hear like, as if water is hitting the rock. Whoosh. Whoosh. Right. This goes on all day.
So that goes on. And then the other ear.
And the other ear just goes. Right? So
it's somewhat understandable that maybe, you know, when it comes to hearing what people are saying to you, when you've got that level of interference happening and, you know, separately in both ears, that it might be difficult to catch exactly what they've said.
Well, I don't know what's going on around me a lot of the time, you know.
And you're not alone.
I'm not alone. 64%. So you can laugh at me all you want. Aesthetically, maybe I'm alone. But 64% of workers... should get their hearing tested and reckon their hearing is impaired to some degree that it affects them in the workplace. They haven't talked to their bosses about it. They haven't talked to their employers about it. They haven't been tested because they don't think it's bad enough.
Right.
The thing is, it probably is bad enough. And we're being encouraged now, please do something about it.
Because that's the one you can't reverse.
It's annoying to people like Jim McCabe as well.
But you can't reverse. Once the hearing thing is, you can't make it better. You can't do anything to kind of improve
you have to
other than a hearing aid or something.
Yeah, or I don't know, I just learn to lip read better or something. Don't know what you do.
But the one thing about PJ, to be fair to him, is right that while the most people, if you have any kind of struggle hearing somebody, for whatever reason, maybe it's not your hearing, maybe they mumble or maybe they don't speak loud enough, whatever. But most people, their instinct is, sorry,
well, it's
pardon,
not, it's
what?
Not, it's, yeah, they it's don't hear, sort of they just hear a mumble or a noise.
Yeah.
I don't, and this has always been something I've never understood, I don't hear just noise. I hear very definitively words that aren't there.
Yeah. He so, just hears the wrong words.
So, like, for instance, we were on doing the Nova noise and I said, so what's happening for you today? And a woman playing the game said, I'm just here in Santry. And I went, you're with Santy? Because I thought she was with Santy. And I was like, it's July. And she went, no, I'm in Santry.
Yeah.
And this happens to me all the time.
This very morning we were discussing with the team, we were discussing some bits and pieces that were in the papers this morning. And one of the team said that David Attenborough, it's important you understand this, David Attenborough got into trouble for a fake nest. We were talking about a nature thing that was in the papers.
And I went, no way, Jim. Ant and Dec have faked their death.
That is absolutely true. That's exactly
to which Jim didn't hear the original one, but he was smart enough to know, what's this idiot on about? What's the story? And they said, David Attenborough had a fake nest. I was like, right. Okay then.
It's and the beauty of as with everything else in PJ's life, he goes in two footed. Like it's never sort of sorry, God, for a minute there I thought you said. No, you just go straight in with that's what you've heard, that's what you assume the person said.
Yeah, yeah. Once with the young fella, the kid, he needed the doctor and all. And Kelly goes, we're gonna have to sort that. And I went, what do you mean he needs an iron hat? And it was just like, you know, I just don't know what's going on.
So you know, you're convinced you hear those words.
I thought an iron hat, she was like genuinely, years ago maybe, they gave kids iron hats to make them feel better. I don't know what I was thinking, but
like
I heard
like
it wrong.
Like the Count of Monte Cristo. Put that man in an iron hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, mate, and this is it. So, and they're saying that it is a problem. It's a problem in the workplace. I know, I'm gone beyond. I went for a hearing test many, many years ago, right?
Yeah.
And they give you, it's like a pen. With the pen clicker on the top.
Oh, sure, I've done it myself. I did one of those, you know, the MOTs in the things you get everything
so you
checked.
Know. Yeah. And then they play different tones and you press down the top of the pen when you hear it begin and then you let it go when it ends. So it's like boop, boop, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and they did that. So and they did the left ear and then they came in and they says, well, set me up for the right ear. And then they went off and I was like, why, their age is starting this one. And then your man came in and says, that's that done. I went, oh my God, I heard nothing. I didn't even hear this. I didn't even know we started. He said, you didn't press that at all. I said, no, I didn't even know we started. I was like, can we go again? He goes, it won't matter if we go again. It's not like you can just suddenly turn your ear on.
Yeah.
That's the result. Yeah.
Are you sure? You didn't just zone out or anything. You know the way you're prone to zoning out sometimes? You know, not paying attention.
Actually, maybe that happened. Maybe he says, we're starting the test now. And I probably thought to myself, I wonder why Ant and Dec faked their own deaths.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. If you're a regular listener to PJ and Jim over the years, there's been a kind of a recurring theme about the aggression of seagulls. I know that's a strange thing to
I
have.
I know, but they've got
But it fast. Has. It does feel as though there was a belief that seagulls went from being kind of a small inconvenience if you're in coastal towns to becoming an organised terror group.
Honestly, since COVID, you can't go out without a seagull in a North Face jacket and an electric scooter setting off fireworks near your breakfast roll.
But I tell you, whatever about the potential dangers of seagulls, don't get the wrong side of a crow.
Who knew? Yeah, who knew crows? Like, seagulls are, you know, it's been ongoing. They're on all the seagulls and teenagers. They're on every single chat show you can listen to on the radio now, giving out about them. And people saying we should just shoot them and everything. You know, people getting very dramatic about it. But crows, 17 years, they say. New research suggests that crows can hold a grudge for 17 years.
Hold a grudge?
Yeah, they're much smarter than we previously understood. And they can recognise faces and remember faces and hold a grudge. So
that's your man that scared me off there when I was trying to get a...
There he is now.
Look, a crust.
There he is. I was only looking for a bit of his meatball.
17 years.
17 years. They should be called the Jim McCabe of the bird world. They never forget something that's done them wrong. Or that they perceive has done them wrong.
How long does a crow live then?
I would have thought a crow probably lived for half that time. But it turns out they must get somewhere else.
And they'll hold a grudge all their life.
All their life, yeah. The whole life. They'll hold a grudge, yeah.
Wow.
Professor Mars Luff has been doing this study since 2006, by the way. It took him that long to figure out why the crow wasn't talking to him. And he's what he did, right, check this out. He got scary, like Halloween masks, and he'd sneak up on crows and he'd give them a fright or whatever, right? I'm not even messing.
I don't know you necessarily need a Halloween mask to kind of give them a fright. But anyway,
yeah.
Proceed.
Oh, no, I do. And he'd sneak up on them. And the crows, anyway, he'd be like, oh, you flipping.
I won't forget that.
Oh, yeah, you see you. And then he tagged them and let them off out into the wild. And they would go back and then try and, you know, recapture them and judge their reaction. And he says that every time he got them, like, they wouldn't be talking to him.
Right.
After he gave them the fright.
They
wouldn't be talking to him. They wouldn't be
As opposed to the crows that were talking to him. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they'd be more hostile than previously, yeah. I would have thought if you grabbed someone out of a bush and put them into a cage.
Yeah.
And put on a mask and terrify. They probably, you know, that's just normal.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't talk to you regardless.
And how does it manifest them holding a grudge? Does it mean that they won't come back or they actually go out of their way to kind of cause you aggravation?
Scolding calls. So when you previously he'd have caught them and they'd be like, caw, 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 whatever, right?
Well, this should be good. Ladies and gentlemen, a scolding caw, courtesy of PJ Gallagher.
But now he has them and he gets them back and they're like, yeah, oh yeah, Ben. Oh, you lied with me.
They get Dublin
accents.
They get Dublin accents, do they?
Yeah, we remember you in the stadium.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.